Here with what it says in the papers is John S. Doyle.
Photographs of France's President Macron and the US President Trump grinning and gripping hands at their meeting in the White House yesterday make the front pages of the Irish Times, Irish Independent and Irish Examiner. The Examiner's report is by David Smith of The Guardian, who you may have heard earlier in the programme. He says that Trump and Macron talked up the possibility of lasting peace in Ukraine as they moved to ease the rift between Europe and the United States. Mr. Macron, he writes, insisted that Europe would shoulder more defence responsibility in the region, but that peace must not mean the surrender of Ukraine. Mr. Trump, for his part, said that the Russian leader, Vladimir Putin, had told him he would accept European peacekeepers in Ukraine as part of a potential deal to end the three-year war. The Times reports that Ukraine marked the anniversary yesterday by urging the West to unite. The country heard pledges of solidarity from European leaders amid tension with Washington and Kremlin praise for Donald Trump. In an extraordinary development, the Times says the US sided with Russia at the United Nations General Assembly in opposing a resolution by Ukraine and other European states which was passed, urging support for Kyiv. For the first time since the Second World War, the Independent says in an editorial, Europe must consider how it can stand on its own without the military, economic and political heft of the US at its back. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star report on a video made by five-year-old Aaron Hussein, who was killed in a road accident on Saturday in Portlaoise for his father, Torquir, who was in hospital. The Irish Daily Mail reports that planning permissions for apartment buildings have fallen by 33%. The drop has caused alarm in government, Craig Hughes writes, as applications are viewed as a barometer of the level of foreign investment in the property market. The Independent leads with a report of accusations made by the Prison Officers Association. The association says that the government is running a revolving door policy in the country's crowded jails as the number of inmates being released early due to a shortage of space more than doubled in the last 2 years. More accusations against the government in the Irish Sun's lead story. The paper reports that Rebecca Meehan has described how her local special school in Waterford held a draw for just 8 spaces. It meant that her son Jay, who is 5, is now one of 20 children left without a place in September. It is like playing the Euro Millions with his education, she said. In the Times, Olivia Kelly reports that the redevelopment of Dublin's Victorian fruit and vegetable market is finally getting underway, 6 years after it was closed by Dublin City Council. The council envisages a new retail and restaurant complex with 80 stalls. The Irish News says that the United Kingdom government is set to repeal a 300-year-old ban on languages other than English being used in court proceedings. This, Conor Coyle writes, paves the way for Irish to be spoken officially. He quotes the president of Conradh na Gaeilge, Ciarán McGill-Ó-Bhéin, as saying, "This is an incredibly historic moment for the Irish language community here in the north. A major victory against centuries of exclusion and discrimination." On the tensions that have arisen between the United States and Europe, one avenue to explore is suggested by Fintan O'Toole in a column in the Times. O'Toole says the Trump-Musk war on science is an opportunity for Ireland, and this country should offer itself as a refuge for American scientists. O'Toole recommends using some of the corporation tax bonanza to attract world-class researchers and up-and-coming geniuses to our universities and institutions to work with the excellent scientists we already have. Trump is complaining that we pick America's pocket. Fair enough, says O'Toole. We should instead pick America's brains.
John, thank you very much.